The devotional content of the following Mighty Man's Meditorial is provided by Dale and Juanita Ryan and the National Association for Christian Recovery. Copyright 2017, all rights reserved. For a free download of any of our shows, visit us at take12radio.com and click on Follow Me on Podomatic.
Well, greetings, family. I am your host, the Monty Man, here on this week's Monty Man's Meditorial entitled The Change Process. Now, I'm going to be reading from 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 4, and it states, "We ought always to thank God for you, brothers, and rightly so, because your faith is growing more and more, and the love every one of you has for one another has been increasing. Therefore, among God's churches, we boast about your perseverance and faith in all the persecutions and trials you are enduring." Well, there is no magical formula for change, but there are some helpful principles. First of all, change happens little by little. As this text points out, our capacity for trust grows more and more, and our ability to love and to receive love increases. These changes, like all of the most important changes in life, well, they don't happen as a one-time event. An important change may require us to make a decision at a certain moment, but it also requires a process that takes place over months, sometimes years. Sound like recovery? Sure does to me. Secondly, change is not a race. The change process cannot be rushed. We often want to hurry it up, right? But we can't. Change that is real and long-lasting requires patience and perseverance. If we have been practicing our dysfunctions for decades, we can expect that unlearning them will also take time. And third, change requires that we practice the disciplines of honesty and fellowship. There is no recovery unless we find ways to move out of denial and isolation. Let me repeat that. There is no recovery unless we find ways to move out of denial and isolation. What a wonderful gift it is to be able to share our struggles and our victories with people who will always thank God for us and will encourage us, affirm us, and hold us accountable. And let me just say, if you are a person in recovery and you have distanced yourself from your recovery community, you are cheating yourself. You are cutting yourself short. Well, here's my prayer. Lord, I want my faith to grow. I want my capacity for love to increase. Little by little, one day at a time, that's what I need. Help me to move out of denial and out of isolation. Help me to do my part to make change possible in my life. Amen. Well, are you isolating? Are you sitting around wondering why nothing changes, realizing that nothing has changed? Are you cutting yourself off from the recovery community that you know you need to be plugged into? I would encourage you today to look up on those recovery directories. Call your inner group. Call the AA hotline, the NA hotline, the number for Celebrate Recovery. Plug in. Get involved. Stop isolating. Drop the rock of isolation so you can begin to recover your true self, to recover who God has meant you to be. Well, if you'd like to email us here, our email address is take12radio@comcast.net. And our website is take12radio.com. Until our next broadcast, this is the Monty Man, and I am wishing God's perfect serenity for you.
This has been a broadcast of KHLT Recovery Broadcasting.